SBS Radio.
Joining us today is Mr. Jesse Trotman. So he's an Australian citizen, but as he retired, he went back to the Philippines.
I became an expatriate.
And for 18 years, yes, he has been residing in the Philippines. Yes. Hi, Mr. Jess.
Yes, hi.
Okay, so tell us about the decision why you decided to go back to the Philippines.
I've been working in Australia for over 35 years, different jobs from the jails to the sheriff to the Commonwealth cars. And life was good while I was on the early stage, and I had my kids that were growing up. But when they all decided to leave and I separated from my wife, I felt it was boring out here. You know, I'm an active man. You know, I'm always on the move. I like sports. I played squash, tennis, basketball. And I was missing that because here in Australia, you got to time those sports activities. You've got to do the chores at work, and your friends, you know, they've got obligations at home, so you cannot meet all the time. But in the Philippines, it's a paradise for me, you know, all alone, no kids to look after. I've got two maids and a guard and a home. I was able to buy a home of my own, you know, and all my kids are well settled. They're all professionals. They've got jobs of their own. I've got four of them, three girls and one boy. And they're all professionals and enjoying life. The gravy in Australia. I'm enjoying the mobility and the socializing with a lot of friends. You know, in the Philippines, you can just ring, hey, we don't want to go out? Yeah, we'll go out. Anytime, all the time. The only thing that's killing is the traffic. You know, because the traffic here in Australia is peak hour. And after that, in the Philippines, it's 24 hours.
So can you tell me about, did you come here in Australia when?
In 1969.
And how did you come here?
We were on, the whole family was on board the Oronce.
Can you tell us more about that, Mr. Jess?
Yes, well, I went to the States to pave the way for my children, but I didn't like it because that was the time when you had the hippies. You know, and I didn't want it. I had three girls, so I didn't want them to get. So I went back to the Philippines. I returned, and I applied to go to Australia. I spent about a year and a half in the States. In there, I was working as a house father for children, emotionally disturbed children. It was an exhilarating experience. And I went back just recently, and I met some of the kids that I was looking after.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they're grown up. They're even older than I am. And I'm 79, and I met them, are 50 years old, and they look old, too, you know, compared to me. Well,
because, you look younger than them.
Yeah, well, very young. We Filipinos conserve, you know, our youth, yeah. So I came to Australia and took the kids, and I never looked back. Australia is a wonderful country. You know, if it wasn't because I'm a gallivanting, I'm an extrovert, I'd be here. So I enjoy both worlds. Australia, a wonderful country. No country can beat Australia. You know? And the Philippines, because it was the land of my birth and the home of my people. And I love my friends and I love the Filipino people. You know, but if I had a choice, you know, I would come back to Australia. You know, my kids are all my professionals because of staying in Australia. And I learned my education in the Philippines and a lot in Australia, you know. So I'm happy I have both worlds, you know.
Tell us, Sir Jess, about the retirement for you. How was it difficult or was it easy for you?
Well, it was not difficult. It was a blessing that I didn't have to wake up 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning to do my work, you know. Now I go wherever I want, whenever I want, you know, and I don't check the times, you know, in the Philippines. But here with my children, I gotta wake up when they wake up, and they wake up very early. And I can't stand the cold, that's all, you know.
But you didn't suffer from depression, or did you find that your life is worthless after you left the job that you had?
Well, I missed the job I had. It was a wonderful job, you know. I used to rub elbows with politicians, justices, you know, judges, visiting dignitaries. I was driving them around. Yeah, it was a very, very good job. You know, I had the best of all the jobs I ever had. The jail, when I took that job, it was a lot of money over time, but I couldn't stand the midnight shift. You know, you work from 11 to 7 in the morning. After 3 days, I was falling asleep. Then I worked for the sheriff for 5 years, and that was good. You know, I worked whenever I wanted. And so I had no regrets. In Australia, I had no regrets, you know.
So what was the first thing that you did after you retired?
After I retired?
Yeah, what was the first thing you did?
The first thing I did, I collected everything I had in the bank and all that, and planned my way to the Philippines.
Oh, really? Straight away?
Straight away, yeah. I sold the house and I divided it among my children, yeah. And I took my super, annuation, and then the little money that I had, that I sold the car, you know, and I stayed with a friend, and we started, you know, to do a bit of business, and I was making extra because then my pension was small. I'm glad, you know, that the Australian government gives me a pension, you know, the Centrelink, and but it's not enough if I was to live on that. I'm lucky that I took superannuation, and I get an extra so much a fortnight together with this, and I live very, very comfortably in the Philippines.
Would you say that you actually is doing a good thing right now?
Oh, yes. I can travel. I can come here, visit my children, stay with them. But most of the time, I'm at home. I'm truly retired. I only play tennis twice a week. And most of the time, I'm in my room watching TV or sleeping or going out with friends. The social standing in the Philippines is amazing. You can go anytime. Every time you're invited, you know, to a party and all that. And the food, oh, fantastic. Yeah?
Okay, so any advice to the retirees as well, Mr. Jesse?
Well, if you don't have any family or you don't have to look after your grandchildren, it's nice to be in the Philippines, and if you have enough money to live, because life in the Philippines now is very expensive, you know. I can live on my pension because it triples or quadruples, you know, in comparison to the peso, which is always declining. But I tell you what, in the Philippines, the only thing that is bothering is this peace and order situation, which is being rectified by the new president, and the traffic, you know. If the vehicles don't kill you, the traffic will, you know, because it's really terrible, you know, the traffic is terrible. The only time you have a respite when it's holidays, like Christmas, New Year, any holiday, you know, the traffic is minimized.
Yeah. Any final words to our Filipino community, Sir Jess?
Filipino community, love your country because that's the country of your birth. But do not forget your country that has brought you up, Australia. Yeah? Your mother country is the Philippines, but your adopted country is Australia. And nothing, and I mean nothing, is better than Australia. I've been around the world. I've been to America, I've been to Canada, I've been to the South American countries. No one beats Australia. And if these students want advice, you know, the best country to go and study is Australia. In America, it's a good country, it's nice, but it's already full. You know, it's reached its peak. Australia is still growing, yeah? So it's okay. Yes, you can never be happier than in Australia. I can tell you that wholeheartedly. I love Australia. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Jess.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.